So we begin the current Daf, Mesechtas Me'ilah Daf Tes. We begin 12 lines down at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the title of this Perek, Chatzos Sa'if. Then we continue with the topic of this Mishnah, and regarding other categories of Eilah Sa'if, regarding the bird Eilah, which again we're describing the procedure, the procession of the halachas as they apply to the greatest sanctification as the carbon goes along, and as they relate to the halacha of Me'ilah. Says the Mishnah, Eilah Sa'if, the bird Eilah, so the laws of Me'ilah apply to it when it's orally sanctified, then becomes Hekdesh, and then the halachas of Me'ilah apply to it because it's Kadshei Hashem. Nimlika, once it goes to a later stage where the Malika, which is like the Shechita of the bird carbon, is done to it, so Hokshra then becomes prepared and vulnerable, Lipasal, to become invalidated B'Tful Yom, if a Tful Yom touches it, or B'Mochosi Kippurim, or someone who is lacking his atonement in his purification process, Ubalina, or if it's left overnight, those things are invalidations that apply to it once the Malika is done to the Eilah Sa'if. Now, Mitzadama, once the blood of the bird is squeezed out by the neck of it, squeezed against the walls of the Mizbeach, at that point onward, Chayav Nalav Mishum Pigel. If, let's say, because in regards to the Eilah Sa'if, the mitzvah, the squeezing out by squeezing the neck against the wall of the Mizbeach, is the equivalent of what Zrika is by Behema and what Hazah is by Chatzos Sa'if. Because by Eilah Sa'if, it only says V'nimtza Dama, it doesn't have the spraying, it only has that it's squeezed against the wall of the Mizbeach. So therefore, the mitzvah is going to establish it to have the halacha of pigel, and that is if, let's say, during, let's say, the malika, the kain had a machshava to sacrifice it out of its time. So that's the equivalent by mitzvah dam, which is like by hazah and zrika by other karbanas, is what's called karva matirav. That's the things that are the permitters of the carbon, which establishes to have the halacha of pigel to be liable if one would eat from that carbon, a liability of kars. And so to after the mitzvah dam, that's when the halachas of Neisr apply, if it's left over literally beyond its time, if it's tame, or if it became tame, regarding liability if one consumes it. Now, the Eilah Sa'if retains the halacha of Me'il on it from the moment it's sanctified, all the way up until when it's taken out to the place of where the ashes are. I mean, in other words, since the Eilah is totally burned, there's never a time of permissibility for the Kehanim. So therefore, the law of Me'ilah is always going to apply to it until it's totally burnt and is taken with its ashes, where after the true Mesadeshin is taken from it, where it says Veheir Mesadeshin, then once the mitzvah of the ashes are done with it, which is the true Mesadeshin, which every single day the Kohen would take a shovelful and put on the Mizbeach, up until that point, then, okay, the mitzvah is done, then there's not going to have any more halacha of Me'ilah on those ashes. Continues the Mishnah, another category. Parman the Strafim, Basirman the Strafim. There are certain bulls that are burnt, that totally burnt outside of the Beis Hamikdash, which is the Par, the Par Hamda Vishal Tzibur, and other Parm, Basirman the Strafim, or the he goats that are burnt, which this, like, are also Kachi Kajim, and therefore they never have a moment of permissibility for the Kaham because they're totally burnt. So did Allah is Moilim Behan Mishahuktashu, like we said by the Eilah Sa'if, the laws of Me'ilah apply to it from the moment they're sanctified. Nishchatu, once they're slaughtered, so hochshru lipasal b'tvul yom b'mchusi giparim b'lina, similar like what Malika is by the bird, so there's the shechita, becomes then vulnerable to become invalidated if it's touched by a tvul yom. Someone immersed himself in his tumah that day but didn't have a sundown, b'mchusi giparim, and the b'lina become invalidated by being left out overnight. Now, who's a daman? A later stage, which is the equivalent of the mitzvah by the Eilah Sa'if, once the blood is sprayed, so chayav nalei mishum pigul, then one could be liable on it. Pigul, if let's say the kain had a machshava during the slaughtering that it should be, the haktar should be chutz l'zmanai, so then that becomes concretized at the time of the spraying of the blood. And noisir b'tami, this is also when the liability of being left over or becoming tummy apply to it. Now, moreover, since there's never a heter l'kahanim, because these karbanas are totally burned, they're not eaten by the kahanim, so the law of Me'ilah is going to apply to them in the place of the ashes, meaning where they're burnt, until the meat gets totally liquefied, gets totally disintegrated, where they can become ashes, then the mitzvah of burning them has happened. After that point, when it's already nasa mitzvah, then the laws of Me'ilah won't apply anymore. Continues the Mishnah Ha'ilah, and all these cases that we're describing here in the Mishnah are all cases of Kadshei Kadshim, which, as we pointed out in the beginning of the Masechta, Kadshei Kadshim start off with Me'ilah, and then sometimes after the Zrikas Adam, it loses some of that, let's say regarding the meat, if it's eaten by the Kanim. Kadshei to Kadshei Kalam actually starts off not having Me'ilah, and only after the Zrika becomes. So, but here we're talking about Kadshei Kadshim, like the Eilah. So there the Lacha is, Me'ilim Ba Moshok Tishu. The moment it's sanctified, it has the laws of Me'ilah. Nishchata, once it's slaughtered, So then hokshuli possible tfol yama mechusik kippur mebalina, then it could already become vulnerable to becoming invalidated either by being touched by tfol yama mechusik kippur and or by being left out overnight. Meshur nizrik dama, once the blood is already thrown, chayam nala meshur pigol noisa batame, as we said, that that's when it become the liability of these three things. And ve'oin mailin ba'iris, there's no me'ila once you spray the blood in the hides of the carbon ayla, because that actually belongs to the kohanim. Like the pasuk says, "Oir ha'ayla shehikav la'kain lo yeh," goes to the kohen. So therefore, that's already now permitted. It's not kachas Hashem anymore once the blood is thrown. Aval ma'ila mabasa, but there's still gonna be me'ila in the meat of the carbon ayla, which is totally burnt. Atra teitz lebeis adashin, until it's taken to the place of the ashes, where that's when it's totally burnt. And then when it's totally burnt, okay, then it's not a mitzvah. So then it's not gonna have the law of me'ila anymore. Continues the Mishnah, Chatas va'ashram v'zivchei shal mitzibur. Also categories of kachar kachrim, but they're different. Here that their meat is eaten, the sin offering, the guilt offering, and that is one, there's one carbon shlam, that's a carbon shlam of the tzibur on Shavuos. Ma'ila men m'shok t'shur. So when they're sanctified, the laws of me'il already apply. Nishchetu, when they're slaughtered, hukshuli pasal b'tvoyam b'chuzik bar m'balina. These are all the same categories that then they're vulnerable to become pasal in these ways. Nizrik dama, once the blood is thrown, chayom nalei m'shem pigol naisa v'tamei. And ein ma'ilin b'basar. Here, there's, once the blood is thrown, so the meat already becomes permitted for the kohen to eat because they're kachar kachrim. So there's not going to be any more me'ila in the meat. Ava ma'ilin be'imurehen, but there's going to be me'ila in their sacrificial parts. Ad until they become totally burned by the mizbeach, and then she'etu, then the ashes go out lebeis hadesh into the place of the ashes. Then the mitzvah was already fulfilled and done. Then only then the emur are not going to have me'ila anymore. Says the Mishnah, Shtei HaLechem, there's the two breads that come on Shavuos with the karbonis that are brought, the kivsat seres. So ma'ilim ben mishu huktishu. So then, the moment they're sanctified orally, then the laws of me'ila apply to the breads. Komer betaner, once the breads become crusted on the outside, the dough becomes baked on the outside, which is the beginning of the making of the breads, that karmu is considered significant, that hukshuli possible for yom ubimchusu kippurim, that now they're already vulnerable, it's similar to like what the shchita is by the other kachar kadoshim, where now it could become possible but for yom ubimchusu kippurim touches it. Now, the Mefarish brings that not to have the girsa, as it says in parentheses, uvalina, because there's no problem about being left out overnight, because to the contrary, shtei alechem are never baked less than 2 days before yom, and not more than 3 days. Although the Shidam Kabetzes brings an Eisvit Ches, that if you do have the Girsa of Balina, it means to say after the time of when you could eat it already, then it's left out overnight, that's the invalidation that would apply once we have that it was Karmu Betaner. And also, V'lishachet Aleinu Sezevach. It's also once the bread gets crusted on the outside, which means that's baked out there, then they could already slaughter the Kivsat Tzeres now, because the Pasuk says, V'kraftim al halechem, that you would sacrifice the Kivsat Tzeres, the lambs that come in Shavuos, on the breads. So Gemara Menachos explains, al means besamach, nearby, meaning once it's already crusted, then it's called bread, then you could already go ahead and slaughter the karbanis. Now, says the Mishnah, nizrik damin shel kevasim, let's say it's already, that the blood of the lambs that come with the breads were already sprayed, then chayev nalein, then one's going to be liable on the shtei halechem, mishum pigel, which let's say at the time of the slaughtering, he had in mind to eat the breads chutzos manai, and that will apply to the breads because the kvasim are mefagel the lechem because they permit the breads to be eaten. So that's like karvu hamatirin. So then already concretize it for the laws of pigel and noisir betame, the laws of noisir and tame will apply to it. Now, but ve'im beh me'ilo, once the blood is sprayed, so then that's already, the breads are going to be permitted for the kohen to eat, and the mitzvah is already done. So therefore, there's not going to have a law of me'ila anymore after the spraying of the blood of the kvasim. And similarly continues the Mishnah lechem apanim, the 12 showbreads that were put every single Shabbos on the shulchan and then was eaten by the kohanim the following Shabbos. Ma'ilam boy mishahuk tishur. So when it was orally sanctified, then the laws of me'ila start applying to those breads. Karm betaner, if let's say the breads were already crusted in the oven, so hokshuli pasal betvoyam b'mchosikipurim, so like we said by the shtei alechem, then it already becomes vulnerable to become tame by these individuals. Now here also, the laws of lina do not apply to it, which although they're generally put together once it comes to this first stage, like b'shchita, is because, as the Gemara Menachos says, davkof, that lechem apanim was eaten no less than 8 days after it was baked, so obviously being left over overnight is not invalidation. Now, additionally, what happens after the bread is crusted is lisod gabei hashulchan, then it becomes ready to be organized on the shulchan, because as long as the bread is not crusted, it's not called, quote, lechem, to be valid as the lechem upon him. Now, karbah habazichin, Once the spoonfuls of frankincense are sacrificed on the Mizbeach, which they're the matirin, they're the permitters of the breads to be eaten, which that's the halacha of pigul, is what's called korva matirin, then chayov nolav mishum pigul nais v'tami, then it already becomes concretized that it will become invalidated in the laws of pigul or noiser and tami, where if, let's say, the kain had a mind when he was sacrificing the spoonfuls of the frankincense that he wants to burn them with the intention of eating the bread, chutzas mani, so then the bread becomes concretized in the laws of pigul, just like we say by the zrikas of the dam of the behema, which is its permitted that concretized the laws of pigul neisatame, so too the haktaras of bezich and also concretized the laws of the lechem upon them by all these three different areas. And ve'im b'me'ila. Once the matir, which like the zrikas adam of behema, which here is the spoonful of frankincense, are sacrificed, there's no meilo in the breads because it already had a shas hatlakan, and the kaham already permitted to eat the breads. Continues the Mishnah Hamanachis, flour offerings. So meilo ben mishu hukdushu. From when they're orally sanctified, the laws of meilo start applying to the flour offerings. Kitchu b'kli, once they're sanctified in a vessel, shahukshuli possible tvoyam and mechusi kippur mebalina, then becomes vulnerable to become invalidated by tvoyam, someone's lacking atonement, or by being left out overnight. Karva kaimitz, once the fistful that's taken from the flour offering is sacrificed on the Mizbeach, so chayav nalam shem pigol nais v'tamei, it's the equivalent of, like the zrikas adam, a behema is what the karva kaimitz is for the flour offerings, to be liable for pigol nais v'tamei, and ve'im oilim b'shirayim, then there's no me'ila by the remnants, because that's what's actually permitted for the kahanim to eat. Av moilin b'kaimitz, but there's going to be mila in the fistful out until it's totally burned. Sheyitz lebesadeshin, that it goes out to the place of the ashes, just like the imur are by kaddishim, because the kaimitz is totally burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore it's considered mila up until it's totally burnt. Now, leaning back to the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara says the following machlokes amira. Hanena me'ifer tapuach chagabi mizbeach. Someone benefits from the pile of ashes that was on the mizbeach, which was after that the was already the elevation process of taking off in the early in the morning of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that what we know as Trumas Hadeshen, which is the Truma, the elevation, just a small bit, taken out from the ashes, as the Gemara teaches in Masechtas Tamid of Chav Chesem Abeis, that in the beginning, when the Kohen wants to, he takes off a spoonful of the ashes, he would go up to the top of the Mizbeach, he would move away the coals to either side, and he would take out the totally burned coals, which are ashes, from the middle, and then take it down. That's what's known as Trumas Hadeshen. When he got to the floor of the Hazara, so he piled the coals on the ground at a distance from the ramp, 3 tvachim, and that's the place where they would put the Trumas Hadeshen. Now the rest that was still in the Mizbeach, because they had all these burnt karbanas over there, they would pile up the ashes to one side of the Mizbeach altogether, and they'd make a pile like a tapuach, like an apple, which was high like a hat. As the Gemara says over there, that sometimes they even had 300 kur full of ashes. Then the Kohen would change his garments, and he would wear some garments that was lower grade than the garments he was wearing. As the Brisa teaches in Yumidah Chav Gimel Beis, that the garments that the serv goes and cooks the pots for his master shouldn't be the same garments that he serves the cup to his master. And then he would take all the ashes out of the camp to the what's called the Beis Hadeshen, the place where the ashes were. And that's what we're saying, if someone benefits from the pile of those ashes, so Rav Amei says, Ein Moilim Boy. There's no halacha me'ila on those ashes. Rav Yechon Amei says, No Moilim Boy, there is a law of me'ila on those ashes. Says the Gemara. Lefnei Trumas HaDeshen, if it's before the what's called like the Truma of the Deshen, which a little bit of the ashes taken off. And before that was done, he had Me'ila from that pile. So Kulam Lepligi de Moilim Boy. So no one's going to disagree that it's going to be Me'ila because the mitzvah wasn't done yet. And as long as the mitzvah of these ashes, which is the Trumas HaDeshen, wasn't done yet, so the laws of Me'ila applied to it. There are disputes even after the ashes are taken off. Rav Amar in Moil Boy. So Rav says, okay, there's no more Me'ila. Harinasa mitzvah. So the mitzvah is done. What's the mitzvah done? So there's no more Me'ila. It's not considered something that has misappropriation. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, no. Since the pasuk says, Yikra. That when the Kohen would go ahead and do the Avodah, taking out all the ashes, Chutz L'machna, he would wear Kohana garments. So Kivin the Tzarch says, since he needs, when he's taking out from the pile of these ashes, Le Bigdei Kohuna, because when it says, V'lovish B'gad Machem, that he would wear other garments, that was Bigdei Kohuna, just like we said before, just lower grade than the original garments he was wearing. But since he needs Le Bigdei Kohuna, so Bigdei Shasekoi, so it's still in its sanctified status, as we see that it's part of the Avodah that is used in Bigdei Kohuna, and therefore the laws of Mi'ilah are going to apply to it. Now, the Gemara however asked, Tanan from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, we said regarding all those types of things, let's say by the oila, which is totally burnt, that which is, let's say, the murm, there are certain things that have to be totally burned. He said the laws of Me'ilah can apply to them until they go out to the place of where the ashes are. Now that sounds like, even after the Trumas Hadeshim was done, still there's going to be Me'ilah on these ashes on the Mizbeach until they're taken out of the base of Megiddo, out where all the ashes are poured out. So Akash L'Rav, that's difficult. And Rav, who said that, no, once the Trumas Hadeshim was done, even though it's still on the Mizbeach, there's not going to be Me'ilah anymore. So Amalach Rav, Rav would tell you, no, it means Atche Teiro L'Beis Hadeshim, until it's fit to be taken out to the place of the ashes. Meaning, after the Trumas Hadeshim is done, then, okay, that you already did the Avoid, that you could take out the ashes, but after the Trumas Hadeshim is done, that which remains is already fit and ready to be taken out to the place where all the ashes are taken out to. At that point, already is what the Mishnah is saying, there's no Me'ilah, which that's exactly Rav's interpretation. But the Gemara continues in the Talmud Beis and continues asking on Rav Meisvei, now from Mishnah Masech Zvachim and Perkam Mizbeach Mekadosh. The Mishnah is discussing over there certain things that, even if they go up to the top of Mizbeach, you have to take them down. And there are certain things that it depends regarding if there are things that have to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. For example, the wool on the head of the lambs, or the hair on the beards of the goats, or the bones and the tendons and the horns and the hooves. These things are not really flesh themselves. They're not really the sacrificial parts. So the Mishnah there describes that when they're still attached to the meat, so then they bring them up to the top Mizbech. Like it says in the Pasuk, Victor HaKoin Es HaKola Mizbecha. Although elsewhere it says just the blood and the meat. When it says everything, that means to say that these things, since they're connected, you'll take them up. But if they're separate, they're not connected, then you won't take them up. Now that continues, the Mishnah says, Nabukul and all these different things that, let's say we said when they're connected, you'll take them up. So if they were taken up to the Tam Mizbeach, and then subsequently, Shepakum Agav Mizbeach, they burst off from the fires off of the altar, so then says the Mishnah, Lo Yachzer. So then you're not going to put them back up, and therefore there's no more law of Me'ilah anymore, because there's no more halacha of burning on the Mizbeach. And says the Mishnah, V'chin Gachelas, so too a coal, Shepakum Agav Mizbeach, where if it bursts off from the Mizbeach, now, when we say coals, that basically means to say something that is on fire. So Rashi points out, we're not talking about the coals of the sacrificial parts. Rather, it means a coal of the wood, where there were woods that were put there to make the fires on the Mizbeach. Because if one would think it's the gachelis of the sacrificial parts, they actually would have to put it back on top of Mizbeach. Because the mitzvah is not done until the Trumas Hadeshim is done. And here it just burst off, you would have to put it back up. Now, but one thing is, it sounds like from the Mishnah, that even if this coal is actually coming from the tapuach, from the pile of the ashes, means that it's not possible that there shouldn't be any ashes, that there shouldn't be any coals of the firewood that gets mixed with the ashes which would pile up onto the pot. Because when you take all the burnt, you're burning everything on the fires in the Mizbeach, all these limbs and sacrificial parts, so you take these pilefuls and you push it to the side. You're going to take some of the firewood with it. So that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. If, let's say, it falls from the coal, from the pile, to the fires of the Mizbeach, what's called the Maruch of the Pyre, and then it burst off that coal from the fire of the Marocha to the ground, says the Mishnah, Lo Yachzer. You're still not going to bring it back up to the top of Mizbeach, and hence, therefore, obviously, there's no more law of Me'il anymore. Now, that infers the Gemara, so it sounds like, oh, only if it goes from onto the ground from the Mizbeach, that's when you don't put it back on. But Halgabe Mizbeach, but if, let's say, it bursts from one side of Mizbeach to another side of Mizbeach, then Yachzer, it sounds like that then you would put it back onto the fires. Now, for the fact that we're inferring that you're going to put it back on, it sounds like that obviously means to say it's still going to have the halacha of Me'ilah, even though the Trumas Hadeshim was done. Because we're saying that you have this pile at the edge of the Mizbeach, and you only do that after the Trumas Hadeshim was taken off from it. And it sounds like that it could be even that it fell from that pile, this gacheles, onto the fires of the Mizbeach, and then it burst off. And we're saying that you don't put it back on, but if it fell off on the Mizbeach itself, then you will put it back on. So it says the Gemara, Bishl Rabbi Yechon Nichas, according to Rabbi Yechon, it makes sense. Because, yeah, up until you actually take it out to the place of the Beis Hadeshim, it still has the laws of Me'ilah. But El Rav, Kasha, according to Rav, is difficult. Why? Even if it bursts upon the Mizbeach itself, you shouldn't put it back on because it doesn't have Me'ilah anyway. It's already something that's not applicable because it already had the Trumas Hadeshim taken from it. So Amalach Rav, Rav would tell you that no, it's not difficult, because Shana Gecheles, this mission is different, it's talking about a coal, is different, this be Mashashik, because it has substance. Therefore, it's considered significant to have to put it back on, and to have Me'ilah, even after Trumas Hadeshim, if it burst off on the Mizbeach itself. But the ashes themselves, which don't have substance, they're totally pulverized, there's no more halacha Me'ilah anymore, even if it's on the Mizbeach itself. Now, actually, Ikeda Amrla, Lahachki, said that those who actually quote this mission, Mesach Zvachim, the opposite way to ask. To ask it actually on Rabbi Yechonah. Time Mishum Gechelis. It sounds like that the reason why the halacha is because it's a coal. This be mashasha where it has substance. So therefore, when they burst off on the mizbeach itself, oh, then you'll put it back under the fire. Ha'ifer the less be mashasha, but regarding ashes which don't have substance, sounds like a filigam mizbeach even on the altar itself after the trumas hadashim that ain't moilam by the wouldn't be halacha meilam. Says Gemara Bishlam the Rab Nechaz. That makes sense according to Rab. And Rabbi Yechon the Kasher, according to Rabbi Yechon, is difficult. He said shahav meilah up until it's taken to the beis hadashim. So Amalek Abriyachim would tell you that, no, who had the nafaleif? The truth is, same thing would apply even with the ashes, if it burst off and it's on the Mizbeach, after Trumas Hadashim, you still have to put it back. Because the laws of Me'ilah do apply to it. Now, behind the time of the Ketanik Echelis, so then why does the Mishnah talk about a coal and not dash and not ashes? Because Lashmitz come and tell us a different chiddush, the Filik Echelis, which actually the primary halacha of the Mishnah, that even a coal which is significant, this be mashasha because it has substance, but kipaka me'al gab mizbech, when it burst off from the altar to the ground, then lo yachsi, not going to put it back on. But you're right, on the top of the mizbech, then you're going to put it back, it's going to have the laws of me'ilah, not only by the gechelis, but even by the efer, even by the ashes. Now, continuing on this topic of the laws of our sechta, our perik, regarding the laws of me'ilah, Sidmar learns as follows. Hanenem bebsar kachek kachem lefnei zrikas dam. If someone has benefit from the meat of a kachek kachem before the blood is thrown, or ve'imur kachem kalam la'achas zrikas dam, which we had said that that's the but either one of these is essentially saying it's in the category of me'ilah. Because the meat of kachek kachem before the blood is thrown, it's kachek Hashem, and the imur kachek kalam actually becomes the laws of me'ilah after the blood is thrown. And someone has benefit from it, which is the classic halacha of me'ilah. Now we have machlekes. What exactly do you do with the payment of the me'ilah of the misappropriation? So Rav Ami says mashenena, what he had benefit. In other words, the principal and the added theft that he has to pay because of the benefit that he had, yiplu l'nedava, that should be for a donation for karbanos of the tzibur. Now, additionally, as Rashi points out, obviously he has to also bring a shame'ilis for his atonement because he committed milah. But regarding the payment of the principal and the fifth, that's used for an adava of the tzibur. Now, the Levi Amar, he says, no, yavi, you bring from that principal and the added fifth, dava shekula mizbech, something that's totally for the altar, which is keteris, which is something totally burnt on the mizbech. As the Gemara says, Tani Gemara says, Levi, we have a brice that says like Levi. Me'ilazu, this misappropriation, meaning the principal and the fifth that he has to bring because he benefited from kachem, lahechen alachas, where does it go? Says the Braisa Halamed Lefnei Chacham. So those who learned in front of the sages, which actually refers to Levi, who learned from Rebbe, Imrim, they say, meaning he taught a Braisa in the name of Rebbe, that Yavi Dava Shekula Mizbech. You bring something that's totally for the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, Mainly, what is that? That's Ketiris. Although, as we said, you have to bring Hashem Eilis, but the money that you're paying back for the misappropriation is Ketiris, is incense. Now, says the Gemara, Tanikav Asay the Rav, but we have a Braisa also says like Rav. Says Hanena Mid Mechatos Umid Me'ashim. Someone had benefit, he benefited from the monies, like for example, he separated monies for Karma Chatzis Ashim, and he had benefit, he used some of those monies. So says the Braisa, it depends. Achle Karma Chatzai, if he didn't yet go ahead and, in other words, if he found out that he had benefited, he had committed Me'ilah, before he went and he purchased his Chatzis from the monies that he separated, if he didn't buy it yet, so the halacha is as follows. So Yosef, if he should add on this principle and the fifth that he's liable because of the Me'ilah, on those monies that he didn't yet commit Me'ilah, on the rest of the monies that he didn't use, he should add now this money that he's paying back onto those monies, and altogether bring a Kamechatas from all these monies together. And the same thing applies to the Ashram. Says the Braisa, Ba'ashle kar v'ashamay, and also if he misappropriated from the monies for the Ashram, and he didn't yet go and buy the Ashram yet, so Yosef v'yavi ashamay, he should add on now, pay back the principal and the fifth with those original monies that he didn't use, and buy a big carbon Ashram. But says the Braisa, if kar v'chatasay, but if let's say he had already sacrificed his karma chatas before he found out that he committed Me'ilah, and only then, subsequently, does he find that he committed Me'ilah. So in Yelchu, then this principal and the fifth should go, those monies should go to Yam HaMelech, to the Dead Sea. Means to be thrown away that no one could have benefited from it anymore. Now, because had his chattis not been sacrificed, so like we said, he would have added on the principle of the fifth on the monies of his chattis, and he would have bought a fat karma chattis. But now that he only finds it after the karma chattis is sacrificed, so the monies of the principle of the fifth, which he should have added on to the monies of the chattis, but once the chattis is sacrificed, it's like already chattis shekipper balel, it's like chattis that they only already had atonement, which that's one of the five karbanos chattis that go to death. Throwing the money to the Yam HaMelech is essentially the same thing as a karma chattis going to its death. Now, Kfar Karva Shamay, If, let's say, in the Karol case, if, let's say, this the Ashma is already sacrificed, here Yiplu, the monies of the Prince of the Fifth, will go L'Nedava, from the Nidvas Tzibur. Because the Gemara Timur, Daf Yud Ches Manav, says, wherever by Chatas it dies, by the Ashim it grazes until it develops a blemish, and it's sold, and its monies go to the Nedava. So here we're talking about the monies go straight for the Nidvas Tzibur. Now, continues the Braisa, and this is where it talks about Rav's opinion. If someone has benefited from a kachik kachim before the blood is thrown, or veimur kachim kam la'achas rigizdam, where before we're talking about the money, here we're talking about the actual carbon itself, or the sacrificial parts of kachim kam after the blood is thrown. So mashenena yipul nadava, whatever he had benefits for go for the nidvas tzibur, which that's like the opinion of Rav, not like the opinion of Levi that it's keteris. Now continues the brayso kol karbanis hamizbeach. All karbanis that are for the altar, in other words, if he had benefit from a carbon that's for the mizbeach, so then the principle on the fifth should go for the nedava the mizbeach. And karbanis kachim by the gabayis, but if it was karbanis that were owned by the temple upkeep, so the by the gabayis, then the money's paid back should go for the temple upkeep. Now, karbanis tzibur, if he had benefited from a carbon of the tzibur, so then the nedvas tzibur, then should go for the nedava of the tzibur, which are these certain boxes that they had monies, which were used when the mizbeach was idle, to go ahead and sacrifice karbanis for the tzibur. Now, so that was a braisa that supported Rab. But the Gemara asks, Hagufa Kasha, seems to be an internal contradiction in the braisa. The braisa said, actually, karbachatasai, so if the karbachatas wasn't yet purchased and sacrificed, so yesu b'yevachatasai, he said, you add on the money to the chatas and you buy one big karbachatas. But misha karbachatasai, yechol yamamelch, but if the karbachatas is already sacrificed, then the monies have to be thrown to the yamamelch. Now, on the other hand, Yukutani, the braisa says later on, karkabonis mizbech l'mizbech, like we said, towards the safe of the braisa, that all the karbonis that were from a carbon for the mizbech, then when you pay it back, it should go to the mizbech. Now, says the Gemara, v'loishna di ichper b'bailam, the end of the braisa doesn't differentiate if the owner got atonement or if it didn't get atonement. It just says, karkabonis mizbech l'mizbech. So how do we understand the contradiction? The reisha is differentiating, all depends. If it's going to go to Mizbeach, is if it wasn't sacrificed yet. If it was, then it's going to go to Yam HaMelech. The Sefer sounds like, no. If it's for the Mizbeach, then it goes to the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Reisha that said that if it was already Karvachatas, it's going to go to Yam HaMelech, that's Reb Shimoni. Dama that he says in Timur Dav Tezvav Meralv, Kol Chatas Shechir Per Baleo, any Karvachatas that he only got atonement already, so then Thomas, so then it's going to die. So here also, he already got atonement, it's going to die, which is equivalent to throwing the money to Yam HaMelech. Now it's Gatin Tab of Tab of Yudam Meralv, which Reish Reb Shimon, as we're saying, so V'seifa comes out that says all karbanos mizbech to mizbech, and it's not differentiating, it would be even if the owner got atonement already, is Rabbanan, who they say that no, the only karmachatzis that's left to die is only the one that got lost and was found after the kapar, and the same would apply to the monies. And says the Gemara, yeah, Amr Rav Gevir, the Beikosl Rav Ashi, says, Hachem Abayin, Reish Reb Shimon, V'seif Rabban, the Reish Reb Shimon who differentiates and says, yes, we already got atonement, it's going to be Yochel HaMelech, but the same as Rabban who say that no, this is not the type of case that chatzis is to be Mesa and Yochel HaMelech, rather Allah is going to be, if it was something that's carbon the Mizbeach, like in this case of the chatzis, the monies will go towards buying carbon for the Mizbeach.